Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. And now, play ball. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms bunts towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garms moves to third. Burns moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to home to get Garms. Burns moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson misplays the ball. That's an error on Olson. Burns scores. Schult moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Tate to Wurstler covering second. The throw back to home, and Schult is out at the plate. Farrell moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder juggles the ball. That's an error on Blaeholder. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Olson moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Olson moves to third. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovey hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Olsen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball four. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder fires to first and has Oliver trapped. There's the throw to Lovey, who tags Oliver for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Tate reaches second base with a double. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garms throws the ball into Melillo, who tags Olsen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Tate scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Farrell steals second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sherin takes first base on ball four. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Sherin moves to second. Two outs. George Blyaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyaholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blyaholder hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyaholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive beyond second. Olsen can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Campbell steals second. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campbell moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Worstler bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Farrell. Garms fumbles the ball. That's an error on Garms. Oliver goes all the way around to score. Worstler moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tate bunts towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Worstler moves to third. One out. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyaholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Levy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-2 in the game. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Burns steals second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a line drive towards third. Sharon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo bunts towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Olson takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Olson. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for George Blaholder. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Burns reaches second base with a double. Bob Wieland now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Tate and he is out, Olson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bump Hadley now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball towards center. Garm settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Garm's. George Stumpf pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Stumpf moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 3 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Stumpf now playing left field. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Wieland fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to third. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sharon hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Olsen strikes out. There goes Wieland. The throw from Farrell to second, and Wieland is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 4 in the game. Levy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wieland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Garms moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Shult hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Tate and he is out, Wurstler applying the tag. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 4 in the game. Wurstler strikes out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wieland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hadley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sharon hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Sharon reaches second base with a double. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Levy bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Sharon moves to third. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley strikes out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garms hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wieland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Olsen takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Olsen moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball four. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-for-1 in the game. Stumpf hits a line drive towards third. Sherin catches it and throws to second to double up Olsen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 4-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Burns bunts towards the mound. Whelan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Burns steals second. Johnny Welch now pitching. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-5 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Oliver chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Wurstler. Wurstler fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wurstler. Farrell goes all the way around to score. Melillo moves all the way to home. It's 6-3, Browns. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sherin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Rabbit Wurstler. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliver moves to third. 2 outs. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Levy. Oliver scores. Tate moves to third. Welch moves to second. It's 6-4, Browns. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Levy. Tate scores. Welch scores. Olsen moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's Browns, 6, Red Sox, 6. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Rein now playing shortstop. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver, who is chasing the ball. Levy reaches third base with a triple. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hadley hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander has Levy trapped. There's the throw to Tate and over to McManus, who tags Levy for the out. Garms moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 5-for-7 in the game, with 4 singles and a double. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-for-2 in the game. Stumpf hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garms, who is chasing the ball. Stumpf reaches third base with a triple. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Alexander is walked intentionally. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Oliver is walked intentionally. Alexander moves to second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stumpf scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.